Yes, and a topic that is high on scientific agenda now is also called missing heritability.
Yes.
Does that indicate that perhaps our genome is not as deterministic for our features and health as we had thought not so long ago?
Well, I think geneticists have always secretly wanted to be chemists, okay? In other words, in chemistry is deterministic. If you put hydrogen and oxygen together, you get water. And that's straightforward and simple, and you can understand what's happening. Genetics has never been like that from the very earliest days, although people didn't realize it. DNA, in the end, is only a chemical. It's a complicated chemical, but it's only a chemical. It's not alive in any sense. How it gets from that to make a living creature depends on the environment in which it's found. And you mentioned this question of missing heritability, which is very true. There are various attributes in the human condition which are heritable. And all that means is that they're passed from parents to children. Now, many things are heritable. Wealth is heritable. Rich people tend to have rich children, or rich children tend to have rich parents, and poor children tend to have poor parents. So wealth is heritable, but there's no gene for cash. So the fact that something is heritable doesn't necessarily mean all that much. The example I always take, and I think it's quite a telling one, is the wave of obesity, which is now spreading across the world. It started in America, it's reached Europe, and in fact in Eastern Europe, it's quite severe, as I'm sure you know. Now, that wave clearly comes with a collapse in the price of food. Food is now, effectively, in many parts of the world, the developed world, like in Slovenia and elsewhere, is effectively, let's be frank, food is almost free. In 100 years ago, most working people spent most of their time trying to get enough money to buy food. So now food is very cheap. So people buy lots of food, poor quality food, and they become fat. So you could say obesity is due to the environment. But actually, if you have some genetic variants and food is cheap, then you become fat. If you have a different genetic variation and food is cheap and you eat too much, you don't become fat. So obesity is genetic, but actually it's always both. And that's true really of almost any human attribute.